For sale, kindling, $10.9 million, or best offer. For most residential construction in the United States, there is no requirement that a building be designed by an architect. If you've ever wondered at the numbing sameness of the built environment, this is one of the main reasons. Contractors, guided by narrow commercial interests, build houses from the same half-dozen flipbook designs, the colonial, the Tuscan, the mission style, etc. Architects are minimally involved. In urban areas, this preference for product over design and craftsmanship has produced a strange paradox: the speciously architectural home, a luxury residence with crisp lines, an infinity pool, and mediocre at best engineering. The imperative to turn a quick profit is the same as in the burbs, and often the result feels like set design. It's an affectation of contemporary architecture, created to seduce with sleek surfaces and an aggregation of marketable features. In February 2012, German national Gerhard Becker was arrested at LAX on a charge of involuntary manslaughter connected with a February 2011 blaze at a home in the hills above West Hollywood. Becker had designed and built a house that was to be used in the reality television show Germany's Next Top Model, and listed for $10.9 million. Here, the set design impulse proved deadly. Nearly 80 firefighters responded to a house fire at 1546 Viewsite Drive on the night of February 16, 2011. 19 firefighters were temporarily trapped, and 5 were injured. Firefighter Glenn Allen died of asphyxiation after being buried under several hundred pounds of ceiling plaster and insulation. He was less than a year away from retirement. Identified in the press as the architect, Becker had allegedly installed up to 4 fireplaces specified by the manufacturer for outdoor use only. Instead of constructing the gas fireplaces enclosures out of non-flammable materials and components, Becker is reported to have surrounded the gas units with ceramic tiles affixed to drywall. Sales representatives from the fireplace wholesaler warned Becker that the fireplaces were not intended for indoor use. Wrote Becker in response, "I am aware, I just don't see the difference. It is a pit with a pipe." Not quite. Court documents state that the construction of these fireplaces failed to meet any standard for approved fireplaces, and the fireplaces would not have been approved because, as constructed and installed, they constitute a present, extreme, immediate, and imminent hazard. Would not have been approved because apparently Becker had installed these fireplaces after the final building inspection of the home had occurred. Becker knew what he was doing was illegal. What he didn't seem to appreciate was that by building an 18-foot indoor fire trough with the wrong equipment, he was ensuring his home would become chic kindling. Becker told investigators he was licensed as an architect in Germany and Spain, and that he had the equivalent of bachelor's and master's degrees in architecture from schools in Germany. That may be true. I couldn't verify it. He is not licensed in California. It takes extensive skill and practice to integrate novel and aesthetically ambitious design elements into a building safely. In the U.S., architects complete up to 8 years of training, 3 years of graduate-level work, or 5 years of undergraduate work, apprenticeships at working firms, and a grueling battery of exams. Unfortunately, productized tropes signifying contemporary design get confused with actual architecture. Repeated references to Becker as an architect reflect this tendency to conflate architecture with design appliqué. The Viewsite fire, if nothing else, underscores why high-end, flashy, quote, architecture, end quote, attempted without accomplished architects, is not a good idea.